Hey everybody, it's Monday. Hey, are you joining us or?
Yeah, I'm here. Yeah.
He's like looking at his tablet. He's not even paying attention. I'm like, are you ready for me to turn the camera on or what? Yeah, somebody was just saying in the comments that Ronnie DeFeo had died. I was like, I didn't even realize that he was still alive, to be honest with you. I thought he
I thought
died a
that
long
dude was
time ago.
dead.
Well, I guess I was thinking about the Lutzes because they died a long time ago. So I don't know why I
Yeah.
would confuse those two people. I guess because it's all Amityville. Because, but I didn't even realize that Ronnie DeFeo was still alive. He was in prison, presumably. I guess.
Trying to get back to the screen. Got knocked out of it. Okay.
Oh, okay. How's it going? Well, it's going pretty good today. We're just talking about this new Shudder original, which they just added.
The Shudder originals turn out to be pretty good a lot of times. They seem to spend their money pretty well on these
Yeah, some of
movies.
them are
This
pretty decent.
was no exception. It's a pretty good little flick. Kind of in the the spirit of traditional 80s and 90s horror flicks. Something about this kind of reminded me a little bit of Crawl Space. Remember Crawl
Yeah.
Space?
Wait, there
Klaus
were
Kinski?
because I was gonna say the Klaus Kinski one is the one I remember. I think there's another movie called Crawl Space that I don't think I've seen, but I've seen the Klaus Kinski one.
Turns out they find Joseph Mangala,
Spoiler alert.
which
Well,
was ridiculous.
it's not a big deal. Okay, so this is Stay Out of the Fucking Attic. I think the card on Shudder just says Stay Out of the Attic, but it's actually called Stay Out of the Fucking Attic. So, the premise of the movie is that you have this moving company, the Second Chance Moving Company, and it's comprised of, I guess it was started by a dude who was an ex-con, and his thing is that he always like hires ex-cons to work at his company because he thinks they deserve, obviously, a second chance. So they get this job to clean out this really quite creepy looking sort of Victorian-ish looking mansion. And they go in there and like the dude gives them like a ridiculous amount of money, but he's like, look, I need all of this shit out of the house like by tomorrow morning, even though it's a massive house and there's a bunch of shit in there. But he's like, look, I'll give you like four times your normal rate and like an extra $1,000 and all this other kind of stuff. And since these people are obviously need the money, they're just like, okay, well, we'll try to do it. Here's one thing I always kind of wondered about though. I've never utilized a moving company. I'm always broke, so I always gotta move my own self. But so when a moving company comes to your house, do they not expect you to already have most of your shit packed up?
No,
I
they'll
would
pack it for
imagine.
you.
Really?
Some of them. They'll pull out boxes and start throwing it in boxes and pack the whole thing for you. Some of those companies.
Holy shit, I didn't know that. I mean, I knew they'd move like your furniture and whatnot, but I thought, like all your little books and knickknacks and shit, I was like, I would have thought you would have at least had to put everything in boxes for the people.
No, I mean, well, some would. Some services would. Like some people, if you were wise, you'd probably do that. You'd want other people going through your shit.
Well, that's what I'm
But
saying.
no, they got companies that'll sit there and fucking just pack everything.
Just pack all, which is what they do in this one because it just seems like. Because I don't know, like the movers walk in and I'm like, dude, he hasn't even put anything in boxes. What the fuck? That's rude. But yeah, so they don't seem, out of sorts by it or anything. They're just like, okay, we got all the bubble wrap and shit. So as the title of the movie implies, this creepy old German man, red flag right there. Creepy old German man tells them, yeah, we need all this stuff out of here by the morning. But he specifically tells them not only to stay out of the attic, also to stay out of the basement. But I was reading this one review of it, and they said even though they're not supposed to go down in the basement either, probably the title of it shouldn't, wouldn't be as good if it was Stay Out of the Fucking Attic and also the basement. But that's pretty much the premise of the movie, though. So, because this is a horror movie, they can't just leave it alone. They start packing up the shit, even though they're taking forever, even though they're supposed to do it by the morning. And I think they originally like start kind of poking around because they get a bad feeling or whatever, but then they start hearing weird shit like upstairs, like somebody yelling or yelling for help or something. So obviously they do end up going in the fucking attic and they find a girl in there that has her twin sister sewn to her back, right? The twin sister's kind of deformed. And as it turned out, like I said, it's kind of a spoiler, I guess, but not really because, this isn't like some big, big reveal or big twist or anything. It turns out that the creepy German man that owns the house is actually Joseph Mengele, and he has developed some kind of serum, I guess, for prolonging his life.
Yeah.
Obviously, because he would
be 100 and something.
Because he'd be really dead by now. By basically, I don't know if I want to spoil like what the serum is made of, but I will say, you know what? Whoever wrote this movie, it was directed by Jaron Laudert, I guess I'm pronouncing that right, or Laudert, if you want to be French about it. But I think it had like three or four different writers, including him. And whoever this was, obviously, this isn't an overtly Fulci-esque movie, but there's a couple moments in there where I was like, I see what you did there. You know what I mean? Because there's one like eye trauma scene that kind of reminded me of the zombie thing. And then just kind of a little bit of the vibe of it gives me a House by the Cemetery, Dr. Freudstein type of shit. Yeah. You know what I mean? So obviously somebody that was behind this was kind of like making little homages to Lucio Fulci in there. I saw it. It's not, like I said, it's not a fantastic movie, but it's like a pretty enjoyable movie. You know, the characters are likable. Acting isn't great, but it's, you know, workmanlike.
It's above average.
Yeah, it's kind of above. It's fun.
Yeah.
It's got some gore in it.
We would have rented it as kids.
Yeah.
That on. Yeah.
I mean, of course you're gonna rent a movie called Stay Out of the Fucking Attic.
Yeah.
Even in this day and age, if you have a horror movie with a title like that, I'm gonna want to see it. I mean, I still want to see the horror movie that's called Run, Bitch, Run. I haven't watched it yet, but every time I say, I think it's on Tubi. Every time I walk through, I'm like, man, I need to watch that.
You can put that title on about on most horror.
Well, any horror movie like Run, Bitch, Run. Any slasher movie, anyway. Yeah. And I think there's one too called You Don't Fuck with Stephen King, or You Don't Fucking Kill Stephen King, or something like that. I don't remember. Something like that. So I'll probably end up watching that one too. But I do feel like it's kind of, that's a good way to kind of get you, push your movie into public consciousness, is still by putting like a fucking swear word in the title. But yeah, you know, like I said, it's not a fantastic, but it's not a waste of time either. Also, Shudder, they're doing the new season of Creepshow. Is starting in April sometime. So next month. I don't know if it's the beginning of the month or the middle of the month. I can't remember now. But they are doing, what is it, season 3?
I don't know.
I guess it's season 3. Yeah. Or season 2. I don't remember. Creepshow.
Oh.
Creepshow.
I get think it's season 3, I think.
I think it's season 3 as well. Because remember they did like those kind of specials, like those one-off. They did like the Christmas one and then they did like the animated one.
Yeah.
But, you know. So I feel like, I don't know. I feel like Shudder's added a bunch of stuff lately and I haven't got around to watching a lot of, because I used to be real good about keeping up with all the new shit that they added, but they've added a bunch of like old movies too. And I even haven't got around to watching those. Some of them I've seen already, but you know,
what do you want me to say?
You look like you were going to say something.
No, I'm just like, sleeping.
Are you kind of sleepy? Yeah. How can you be sleepy?
That's how it is, man.
You're always sleepy.
That's how it is.
It's all that, now it's all that testosterone.
It must be, man. It's all that fucking liquid healing. It just makes you feel good, you know?
Well, I mean, it's not much good healing if all you're going to do is sleep.
I had a lot of catching up to do.
I guess so.
I had a lot of catching up to do. We got to go out tonight.
Yeah, that's right. We actually...
Yeah.
We didn't go out Saturday night because we're going to go out tonight because it's Memento Mori. Yeah. Because what ended up happening was that they had a Memento Mori last month.
They don't know what that is.
It's, I've mentioned it before. Okay. It's the Goth Industrial Night.
You're right.
At Independent Bar in downtown Orlando. They had one last month, but I totally spaced on what day it was. Yeah. And I had thought it was the following Monday. So then like Tuesday, my friend was like, where were you guys last night? And I was like, what are you talking about? And I was like, oh shit. Well, I forgot what day it was. That's what happened. But yeah. So do you have anything else you'd like to add about Stay Out of the Fucking Attic?
No.
You know, like I said, it's worth watching. Don't like go out of your way to watch it or anything. But if you like kind of movies about Nazi doctors and...
It is what it is.
People. Yeah. It's just kind of like a fun... throwaway.
Yeah.
Kind of, you know, I've certainly seen better ones on there, but I've seen like some worse ones too.
But as good as Blood Vessel.
No, I really liked Blood Vessel. Yeah. Well, just because, like I said, that was a vampire movie, but they were coming at it from like an angle you don't really see all that much, which I thought was kind of cool.
I'm just saying.
But yeah, and so probably tomorrow We're gonna do The Wolf of Snow Hollow because I watched that last night and I liked that a lot. So I'm gonna talk about that tomorrow as well. But yeah, so I guess it's been kind of short, but we have to record a movie review too. And we haven't done it yet. Oh, Xanada, if you are here or if you watch this later, we sent you a Pliskin shirt today.
Yeah, that got mailed out.
So keep on the lookout for that. Should only be a couple of days, probably. But yeah, we will be back tomorrow, hopefully not too hungover, talking about another horror movie. And like I said, sorry this is kind of short, but we will see you tomorrow. Bye.